Upsides, downsides, up the road, down the road, across the road, another town, city, or even across the pond. Moving house is no easy task. And as the new year begins, people are looking for change.
It's a time of decisions, and so come January, we're usually very busy carrying out valuations, and usually that's followed then with new properties coming onto the market.
That's Amanda. She's the branch manager of Dale Edison in Skipton.
There's some moves of stability that we've had a good year last year and it's still carrying on. We had the big ruffle of the Brexit campaign during the summer. But you know what? Since then, things have really settled down. And as I say, we had a good December. A lot of viewings, a lot of sales, quite unexpected. There are people now who are saying, do you know what? Actually, I'm not going to sell. I'm going to hang on and rent because it's a very good market. It's a good income. And a lot of people are preferring that option. But in the main, people need to sell one asset before they can buy another.
As part of a multi-award-winning independent estate agency, we thought there was no one better to give you five top tips on how to sell your house. Number one.
You need to make it as clean, welcoming and homely as possible. These days, we live in a far more instant society. And, I've been in this business a long time. And 25, 30 years ago, people were always very keen on putting their own stamp on things, doing what they wanted to do to a house. But you know what? It's not like that anymore. Now, people are far more turned on by a home that they can really envisage as being their home. And all they need to do is put their TV on the wall, put their three-piece suite in there and they can move straight in. So it's creating that feeling of somebody just being able to move straight in and put their feet up.
Number two.
No clutter. You've got to make sure that when people walk in, exactly as you've just said, that there is a warm, welcoming, clutter-free environment. Because a good tip for people who are thinking of selling is go to your front door, open the door as if you are seeing your house for the very first time and really and truly bare back and walk through it, and your eyes will be drawn to things that you've just got used to over all the years.
Yeah.
You know, the wellies that are there, the slippers that are there, the dog's basket that's there. These are things that will draw a viewer's eye. And when we as the agents ring up people after they've been round to get their feedback, to get their thoughts on a house, do you know what? So often they'll say, oh, hang on, I've looked at loads of houses. Is that the house where I fell over the dog basket?
Number three.
Good quality photographs. Hey, but make sure they're not too good. There's nothing worse than somebody coming to look around your house and when they get there, they're disappointed. Be truthful, but show it off in as best light as you can. Do you know, we see some shocking photographs on the internet these days. And as an agent, I cringe looking at them thinking, well, for goodness sake, it would have been so easy just to make that photo a little bit more welcoming and a little bit better. You've got to think, if your house is on the internet, people are going to be looking at a number of properties, a number of photographs, and you want yours to be the one that stands out and says, hey, I look good, come and look at me. I think it is easy to get a good, clean photo of a house where there's no clutter and you don't have to pay a fortune for that. I tell you what, it is just, often it's just a case of taking an extra 5 minutes with a shot. It is a case of looking through that lens and saying, do you know what, hang on, that tea towel's in the way, or I can just see the edge of the rubbish bin, I don't want that in, and of just clearing those things out. It takes 5 minutes. Your biggest financial asset.
Number four,
keep your house warm. Now, I'm not saying have the heating blasting out every time somebody comes around, but you know what? We have houses that are so cold inside. Often these are empty houses, admittedly, but they're so cold inside that when somebody comes to look around, you know all they want to do is rush back to the car, get that heater on and get those toes thawed out. You want them to connect to the house. You want them to feel at home there, even if this is a house that needs work doing to it. You still want people to take their time to really think about what they're doing. You don't want them rushing out.
Number five.
Gardens. Now, I know gardens at this time of year, no one's really thinking about them. But if you can just have that neat and tidy presentation outside, it's not going to be a job that someone sees as something to do when they're going to move in. We go back to the point of people being time poor, of not having the energy or the inclination to do work, really. So if you've got a nice, clean, tidy garden, it helps with the curbside appeal when people first see it. And it also helps with the overall impression of the house.
And if you want more information on buying, selling, or letting a property, then get online to daleedison.co.uk.